USA Radio News.
According to multiple news outlets, the Senate Judiciary Committee has tentatively reached an agreement for a hearing on Thursday with Christine Blasey Ford regarding her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. The details will all be worked out on Sunday, but how is this playing with folks in middle America? CBS had a chance to catch up with some voters to hear their perspective.
None of us are the person that we were in high school. But on the other hand, it was very important to my husband and myself when we raised our child, that to our son, to tell him that no means no. And you respect women, you don't abuse women.
So I think that the issue with Brett Kavanaugh is that as a judge and as a justice, he's going to be ruling on sexual assault cases.
Hawaii Volcanoes National Park reopened on Saturday after being closed due to infrastructure problems from the most recent volcanoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The 2018 midterm elections are a toss-up, with races going back and forth between lean Democrat to lean Republican to toss-ups. Beverly Hallberg is a president of DC Media Group. She has some advice for Republicans.
They need to go out there and make it very clear that the reason why people are getting more in their paycheck is because of things they've passed under in a Trump administration. Obama wants to take credit for this great economy. Reality is it's largely because of rolling back regulation and because of tax cuts. People like that they're getting more money, have more money in their pocket. They need to realize that if Democrats take the House, if more Democrats take over Congress, that these tax cuts can go away because they're not permanent. So that is the message that Republicans need to give is, look, we've made a lot of progress, but we have so much more to go.
Comedian Howie Mandel is speaking out against some of the what he believes is political correctness going on amongst comedians. Now, Mandel was speaking to TMZ, and he said that he believes, as comedians, they're being too politically correct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The United States incarcerates more of its citizens than any other nation in the world, according to the latest government data. In 2016, about 2 million people were in jails and prisons. That's up from 200,000 people during the 1970s. Brian Stevenson is the founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative. He joined CBS this morning to talk about how this is affecting our children.
I just think so many children now live lives that have been impacted by over-incarceration. This prison increase from 200,000 in the 1970s to 2.2 million today is followed by 6 million people on probation or parole, 70 million people with criminal arrests, which burden them. And so children's lives are being impacted. Most kids know people, have family members that have been impacted by the criminal justice system, and I don't think we've helped them contextualize that. So I really wanted to give them stories to help them understand that they're not the only people dealing with this. There's been a huge increase in the number of women sent to prison, 646% increase in women sent to jails or prisons. 70% of the women we send to jails and prisons are single parents with minor children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just important that kids begin to make sense of what's happening around them, and I don't think we've done a good job doing that.
As flooding continues to be a concern in North and South Carolina, only 340,000 people combined in those states have flood insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.